I leave you this simple message. Jesus has the final word. Listen to this story. It says in Luke chapter 4, verse 31, and he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. This is talking about Jesus. He was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out." What is this word? Jesus comes into this synagogue and he's teaching in this place called Capernaum. He'd been living there. And Jesus would come in and he would teach day after day, because Jesus represented his Father. That's why he came down on the earth. Scripture tells us repeatedly, as you read through the Gospels, that Jesus would tell those that listen, tell his disciples. He would tell them that me and my Father, we're one. If you see me, if you hear me, then you've seen my Father. That's what he'd tell them. So nobody knew the Father's word the way his Son did. So Jesus would share this word. And so Scripture tells us in this little story that the people that were listening were astonished, because they had never heard anybody speak with such power and authority. And still today, nobody has ever walked the face of the earth and has spoken with such power and authority like Jesus. You see, up until the time that Jesus showed up in the synagogue to teach, it was just simply a religious experience. Very much like what Lana talked about, going to church in Russia. Very much like what Jessica did, going to church. The idea of just simply confessing something. But I'm going to tell you something. Religion that does not include and put at the front of it all Jesus Christ, Savior, who went to the cross and died and rose again, you haven't experienced nothing if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Outside of Jesus Christ, it's just religion. This is why when Jesus stepped into that synagogue, everybody was astonished. They never heard such power and authority. Well, you know why? Because it was God speaking. Amen. Jesus was not just an ordinary man that taught and spoke. He was God, the Son of God. He was all man, but he was all God. How do we understand that? You can't, not in the natural. But you've got to believe in faith tonight that Jesus has the final word in all of his power and in all of his authority. And even in this religious place, there was an unclean spirit. Because, you know, simply just going to church is not going to set you free. It's about having a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here he was. I'm sure he went to the synagogue all the time. There's a lot of people that go to church all the time, but yet they're not set free. There's probably maybe some people here tonight. You don't feel free. You come from time to time, maybe regularly, but you don't feel free. Tonight you're going to be free. Jesus Christ is going to set you free. He's going to deliver you. I believe that he has the power to do it. We heard it tonight. He has the power to do it. He has the final word over your life. And this man with this unclean spirit cries out, "Ha! What are you here to do?" It's actually that demonic spirit that was talking. That wicked spirit that would go on to say, "What, you're going to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One. You're God." You see, even evil knows that Jesus is God. It's a shame that it takes us so long to come to the place where we've got to recognize that Jesus is Lord. He's God. He has the final word. Even darkness, wickedness itself knows that God is alive. And when the enemy knows that God is there, and when the enemy recognized Jesus, the enemy trembled. trembled in fear. What are you going to do? You're going to destroy us? Because I know you're the Holy One. I know you're a righteous God. I know that you're here in the flesh, but you're God too. I know your agenda. I know you're here to save. But that ain't no boast. That's just a whole lot of disruption. And that moment, that's simply the enemy wanting to spoil the gift that we have, that you and I would come to recognize the goodness of God. And this is why Jesus comes to this place. He's going on and on and on. He's about to lay it all out as to who he was. And Jesus just simply says, shut up and get out. Shut up and you get out of him. Because Jesus has the final word. He has all power and authority to bring an end to wickedness, to bring an end to sin, to bring an end to evil. Darkness cannot withstand the light of Jesus Christ. Cannot. And so here in this religious experience, here in this place, this unclean spirit cries out. And in that moment, Jesus just brings it to a stop. Quiet. Be silent. And our scripture tells us in that moment that when Jesus says, be silent, come out of him, when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him having done him no harm. Now here's what this means to us. This is a complete demonstration of the power of Jesus to bring evil to its end. You see, not just going to church is going to allow you to figure out how to bring wickedness and darkness to its end. You can't make your way out of the darkness unless you're touched by the light of Jesus Christ. You can't do it on your own. You need a Savior. And the Savior here, he demonstrates his power and authority to set us free. In this moment, he decides to bring darkness to its end, bring wickedness to its end. He should have brought us to our end. But he doesn't use his power and authority to condemn us. Yet he would make a way that you and I would come out of darkness and we would receive Jesus Christ as the light of our life. If we would just repent and turn from our wicked ways and ask for his forgiveness and allow Jesus to have the final word over darkness. I just can't keep going to church just to go to church. Brothers and sisters, this is the hour of deliverance. It's the hour of deliverance. I'm tired of seeing people walking around in bondage. If you're in bondage tonight, this is your hour of deliverance. Jesus has the power and authority. We might be astonished, but it's a supernatural power that's beyond our comprehension. And he has the power to speak the darkness, to speak the evil and say, enough is enough. Come out of that man. Come out of that woman. And to break every chain, every bondage. He would use his power and authority to set us free. He had all power and authority to just wipe us out. If he could call the demonic spirits, if he can call evil to come to its end, he could have wiped us out. He could have started all over again. But the Father loves us way too much. God loves you and I so much that he would use his power and authority to bring our wrongs to an end, to not condemn us. Such a love and such a grace that in the power and the authority of our Father, he'd send his Son to the cross. We should have died. He goes to the cross for our sin, our mess, the wickedness, the evil that we tend to sometimes hold on to. Because of our own pride, our own rebellion, the lust of our flesh. And his power and his authority, we shouldn't even be sitting here tonight. We shouldn't. But in his power and his authority, God gave us his Son, Jesus, who goes to the cross. And he wraps himself in our sin. He clothes himself in the flesh. He's on this cross naked. But in the spirit realm, sin, our rebellion, our wickedness, our darkness, he clothes himself with that on the cross. And in his power and in his authority, he cries out with a loud voice and says, it is finished. The debt that is owed for our sin, it's over. It's finished. The price that needed to be paid for our rebellion, for our thoughts, for our actions, it is finished. It's the same power and authority that he had when this man here with this unclean spirit held down in the bondage of sin and sickness, the sin sickness and the wickedness and the darkness of this spirit throws him down in that moment. I love this. You've got to picture this. And I'm done. He says, be silent, come out of him. And the scripture says in this absolute truth here that the demonic spirit throws him down on the ground. But when he falls down on the ground, scripture says that he gets back up. And there's no more harm. Because when God speaks, and when he speaks deliverance over your life, the devil cannot harm you anymore. So you stay with me. There becomes a transfer of position with the devil. Because the devil is real. But when God speaks, he has the final word. So you've got to understand the transfer of position when he got body slammed by the enemy one last time. Because when he got body slammed by the enemy one last time, when this man got up, now the devil is under his feet. No more harm, not in my own strength, but in the strength of my God. I'm gonna march on and step on, and the devil's under my feet. I was once bound, I was once chained in darkness, but when God speaks, he has the final word. He has the final word. It has the power to set the captives free, to break the chains of addiction. Every wicked spirit that has held you down tonight, you go ahead and you receive the word of my God. He has the final word. And let there be a transfer of position with the enemy, that he would no longer oppress you, that he would no longer hold you down. But now tonight, the devil is under your feet. This is a victory that could never, ever be won by us. But this victory was won on the cross. When he said it is finished, it is finished. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. When he goes to that cross and he rose again on the third day in all of his power and in all of his glory. Now you and I, if we would receive Jesus Christ tonight, now your life is in his hands. And the devil cannot take you out of the hand of God. This is the word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word became life and lived and dwelt among us. That was Jesus Christ. Now this very power and this very authority, you and I are able to walk in that. That's salvation. That's being saved when you know and recognize the power and the authority of God, that you're set free and you're delivered from the bondage of darkness. Now it's time for deliverance. Worship team, could you come on up? Oh, you're already here. We're ready to go. Could you stand up with me? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Listen. How about tonight be the last time that the enemy body slams you? It's the last time. And what we're gonna do, I'm gonna challenge you now. Because some of you've been rocked and body slammed way too long. And you keep showing up to church and showing up to church. But now let your deliverer be your deliverer, Jesus Christ as Savior. I want you to come tonight and receive Jesus Christ as your deliverer, as your Savior, as the one who will set you free from sin and darkness, from every addiction, from every area of oppression, every spirit of lust broken tonight. The spirit of suicide can be broken tonight. The spirit of death broken tonight. I want you to do something from the balcony down to the floor. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you're struggling with in your mind. You know what you're struggling with in your lifestyle. Let God be Savior and deliverer of your life. I want you to come down. I want you to rush down here to this altar. And we're going to pray. It's just this is what we're going to do. It's just simply symbolically saying, I'm coming up here as just a representation saying, I'm not going to stay in the same place anymore. And I want you to come up here and I want you to pray. I just want you to pray with me. I want you to get up out of your seats. I want you to be desperate for a change, and make your way up here. If you're nervous about it, ask a friend to come with you. You turn to your friend and say, come down with me. I'm tired of being stuck in this same place. Deliverance is yours tonight. Deliverance is yours tonight. Don't you dare hesitate. Let God be your deliverer tonight. Let him be Savior tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Could you raise your hands with me? This is, I love doing this because it says, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. Pray this prayer with me. I surrender. I surrender to you, Jesus. I repent of my sins. I confess I have failed. I can't do this on my own. Be my Savior. Be my God. I believe you died on the cross for me. For me. For my sins. Your blood shed for me. And you rose again on the third day. You have all power. Resurrection power. Give me new life, Jesus. In you. This very hour, make me a new person. I declare you my deliverer. Deliver me, Jesus, from the bondage of sin. Deliver me from addiction. Deliver me from fear. Be my God. I want a victorious life. The devil is now under my feet. The devil is now under my feet. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you. This is a miraculous work that only you can do. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for going to the cross, setting us free from the bondage of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that we don't have to die. Thank you, God, that now the enemy can't bring any harm, but that we know that we have eternal life in you. We recognize that there'll be trials, there'll be suffering, there'll be pain, but we also know that the enemy can't take our life. And no matter now, the journey that we face, we take this journey with you now, Jesus. We take the journey with you, you as our deliverer, as our Savior. We know now, Lord God, that this all is going to pass away one day, but we get to live with you forever. We're going to live with you forever, God, and we're going to celebrate your goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah.